He was with us yesterday. He's with us today. He'll be with us tomorrow and forever. Isn't that a good song? And that's a good word from the Lord. If you have your Bibles or you can look on the overhead, we're going to have our reading in Psalm 47 this morning. And you can follow along. It's a hallelujah psalm. The beginning and the end of the psalm starts with hallelujah or praise the Lord. And it's talking about God's greatness and God's descending goodness toward man. And that is what's celebrated, and how God cares for the lowly, the hurting, the forgotten, and he watches over Israel. So why don't you follow along as I read? Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing songs to our God. It is pleasant, and in a praise is becoming. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted. He binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the harp to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives to the beast its food and to the young ravens that cry. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He casts out his hail like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes to his judgments to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise the Lord. Stacy's going to open for us in a word of prayer.
Morning, family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise your name. Lord, we thank you for who you are, and we thank you for your graciousness to us, Lord. This morning, as the psalmist has told us, our hope is in your mercy. Our hope is in your grace. Our hope, God, is in your love this morning, Lord. And this morning, we worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord. We come before your throne of grace, Lord, and we come with a heart of thanksgiving. Thank you so much for your Son. Thank you so much for the Holy Spirit you've given to us, that we can know you, that we can fellowship with you, Lord, and that we can worship you. So we thank you, Lord. We would pray, Lord, for your message this morning through Pastor Bill, Lord, that we would be attentive to the teaching of your word. And Lord, as we continue on with the worship time, Lord, we would pray, man, that you would draw our hearts to you like it's never been drawn before. We're so grateful, Lord, for who you are. Again, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Thank you so much, God, for this morning. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We invite you to remain standing or be seated as we sing together to the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for creating us as you have, Lord, and we just give back to you this morning and declare that you are worthy, that you are holy, and that you are above all things. Would you stand with us?
Cry out to you, mountains they bow down.